It's been a head-spinning week on the topic of redistricting. On Wednesday, the Supreme Court's conservative majority weakened protections against racial discrimination guaranteed by the Voting Rights Act. That same day, Florida Republican lawmakers passed a new gerrymandered congressional map. To tell us what all this means, we have two members of NPR's voting team, correspondents Hansi Lo Wong and Ashley Lopez. Hi to both of you.
Hey there.
Hey, Sasha.
So I want you first to tell us about the Supreme Court news and what you took away from the ruling and its implications. Hansi, would you start us off?
Well, this is a major, major ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court that has weakened longstanding protections against racial discrimination and redistricting under the Voting Rights Act, specifically Section 2.
And Ashley, would you jump in too? You sort of take turns. Tell us what you think as you go through this.
Yeah, well, my takeaway is that redistricting in America is pretty much the Wild West now. I mean, there are very few rules lawmakers have to consider when they're drawing up new political districts. And I think the people who will feel these changes the most will be voters who are generally at the whims of where politicians place them. I mean, also note that this isn't the first time this conservative court has effectively removed one of these guardrails. And this situation we're in right now, actually, with redistricting started in 2019 when they said partisan gerrymandering was not the purview of federal courts.
And Ashley, I think we lost Hansi briefly. We're going to try to get him back. But tell us a bit more about Section 2 and basically the Supreme Court ruling implication on that.
Well, Section 2 was one of the last few parts of the Voting Rights Act that created protections for racial minorities. And, you know, I think there's been a long-term effort in the court to basically change how they view what protections minority voters should have. And so, I mean, it's a kind of complicated, and hopefully we get Hansi back because he's more the expert on this specific case. But I will say this does change a basic, one of the last few, I guess, standing rules the lawmakers have about how lawmakers should draw maps.
Yes, and I think we do have Hansi back. Hansi, I'm sorry it's been a little disjointed and we lost you. But jump in, whether on the Supreme Court ruling this week or what we should draw from Florida. Where do you think we should pick up from here?
Well, you know, let's start with the case about Louisiana's map. The Supreme Court has changed what was its interpretation of the Voting Rights Act for decades, you know, specifically, again, protections against racial discrimination and redistricting. And under the court's new interpretation, the conservatives ruled that race was improperly used to draw Louisiana's map, making it an illegal racial gerrymander. And if you compare that with recent rulings from the court about maps in California and Texas, you know, the court ruled those were partisan gerrymanders. And the court has previously said that federal courts have no role in reviewing partisan gerrymandering. And so that has really created what some consider really a wild west of redistricting at this point.
Well, and it's interesting, we should specify they allow partisan gerrymandering, but not racial gerrymandering. So it's quite complicated. Ashley, can you touch on how Florida factors into this? When the Supreme Court decision came down, Florida was set to vote on a new congressional map. Did the Supreme Court decision affect Florida's plans?
I mean, not really, because Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis said that he'd been factoring in a ruling in Louisiana's case whenever he was asked about the state's redistricting plans. But when it comes to partisan gerrymandering, this is actually something that DeSantis has had to be a little more circumspect about. And that's because Florida's constitution outright bans redistricting that favors one party over another. And so when asked about what prompted Florida's redistricting efforts, DeSantis said it was like demographic changes in the state. And this is, of course, like a hard sell, right? Because this effort was launched right after President Trump set off this explicitly partisan nationwide redistricting battle that we've all been watching.
Let's talk about the short-term and also long-term implications of this in terms of what happens now. Hansi, can you start us with the short-term?
Well, in Louisiana, Republican officials say because the Supreme Court found their map is unconstitutional, that they need a new map in time for this year's midterms. And so are Republicans in other southern states like Alabama and Tennessee. And Louisiana has gone as far as suspending its congressional primary. And that has led to lawsuits.
Yeah, and I mean, this has surely caused a lot of confusion and chaos in Louisiana. For one, absentee voting is underway. One of the lawsuits Hansi talked about cites that more than 100,000 ballots have been sent out. And early voting starts tomorrow. So all the ballots that were already printed, and voters are going to see those slate of House races on their ballot. Even if they cast a vote on those races, barring a successful lawsuit, they won't be counted.
So very immediate effects. And then, Ashley, what about more future effects for redistricting?
I mean, for most states, it might actually be too late for them to consider redrawing in time for the primary elections this year. But big picture, there is now very little to stop lawmakers from changing maps every 2 years. Already, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said Democrats are eyeing big redraws in some blue states for 2028. So it is very unlikely that there will be anything to stop another drag out fight for at least the next few cycles, which means voters might have these like ever changing congressional districts from here on out.
And Hansi?
You know, we've been talking about redistricting for Congress. This ruling from the Supreme Court affects redistricting at all levels of government, including local government. And I think that's worth watching, too.
That is NPR's Hansi Lo Wang and Ashley Lopez. Thanks to both of you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.